Hello, VetBlast podcast listeners. Did you notice you can earn 0.25 CE credits with this podcast? After listening to this podcast, head on over to dvm360.com/flex and then sign in or register for a free account. Then select the podcast and follow the online prompts to claim your CE.
Hello and welcome to the VetBlast podcast. I am your host, Dr. Adam Christman, Chief Veterinary Officer here at Fetch DVM 360.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the VetBlast podcast. We want to give a huge thank you to our friends at Zoetis for sponsoring this podcast. And I'm really excited. Those of you that know, I love dermatology. So we are going to be talking about dermatology updates for the busy veterinarians and practice pearls from a dermatologist. And joining me is the one and only Dr. Dana Liska, Senior Veterinary Dermatologist with Zoetis Pet Care. How are you, Dana?
I'm so good, Adam. Thank you for asking. This is the first time we've worked together, and I just feel so honored to be here with you.
Well, the honor is all mine because I'm a derm nerd. I really do love learning about pearls. You had me at Pearls of Wisdom here, so I'm really excited that we're going to be talking about this. So a little bit to our listeners about our wonderful friend and colleague, Dr. Dana Liska. Her career path started in the state of Kansas, where she graduated from veterinary school and completed a one-year internship. It continued with 4 years in companion animal practice in Montana before moving to the University of Florida to complete her residency in dermatology. This is the part where you're supposed to say, like, go Gators, I think, right?
Yes, exactly.
She then moved to North Dallas, Texas, area where she practiced for 9 years and referred dermatology practice. Dr. Liska joined Zoetis as a full-time employee in September 2016 and now serves as a senior veterinary specialist. All right, so we're going to cover a lot today, and I'm really excited about this because in this busy world of practice, we are in the middle of allergy season with lots of itchy dogs. And you know what? We got limited time and, you know, continued staffing issues and owners expecting results. It is more important than ever that we as practitioners get it right the first time when treating allergic dermatitis. So Dr. Liska, what are your thoughts about this?
Oh, I absolutely, you know, as derms, we have lots and lots of pearls and you know, it's a great lead into that idea of your clients, my clients, and just seeing the emotional roller coaster that they can be on with their dogs when they're itchy and uncomfortable. And you've heard it. I know I heard it all the time. Like, oh, he's got me up at night and he's chewing his paws and I have to get out and get up and get him outside. And all those things create this level of frustration. And I've had clients, you know, tell me they feel sad or they feel guilty. That one always gets me because they can't change the dog's disease, but when they feel guilty, they're just that frustration. And so my first pearl is really thinking about what the patient is going through, what the pet parent is going through, and really acting with that urgency. And I like to say, like, be bold in your dermatology, get it right the first time. That's my first pearl. Get it right the first time, because the treatment plans that your listeners create, there's a lot riding on those treatment plans. I love sharing. This is another pearl that I always try to throw into my presentations and in my podcast. But pearl number two is that we know that 88% of owners have tried up to 15 home or over-the-counter therapies before they have even come in to see their veterinarian. So by the time they get to the veterinarian's office, they want something that's fast, that's going to be effective, something that's going to be safe, and of course, something that they haven't already tried before. And so I just really, you know, urge veterinarians and their teams to think about, again, being acting with that urgency, get it right the first time, succeed, and you're going to have a client that's really connected to you, because the last thing we want them to do is go back to Google and doing more searches on the internet.
Right. I really like what you're saying, Dana, about getting it right the first time. So how does getting it right the first time benefit more than just the pet?
Yeah. Well, of course, it helps the pet. I see it as a benefit to the pet parent. And I also personally see it as a benefit to the practice. Think about this. So, okay, getting it right the first time, with effective medications. You're reducing that suffering for the pet. And so then that dog has a less likely chance of getting a secondary staph infection on its skin or an ear infection. It benefits the owners because, again, those owners are feeling frustrated with the things that haven't worked. And so they're coming to their vet and they want their veterinarian to really make good choices for their pet. And again, when it's effective and it's safe and when they see their pet doing better, then they can have that peace of mind, that trust, that confidence in the veterinarian. And then that kind of, I guess my third pearl that I want to share is it does benefit the practice. It's best medicine is best business if you get it right that first time. Because think about this, like you mentioned, everybody's so busy these days. To send a client home with something that's not effective for their pet or maybe causes adverse side effects, then you're going to have a client that might be calling back to your practice. And we don't have time for that. We want to make things easy and seamless so that we are not getting that disgruntled client call.
Right. Oh, I've gotten those. And, you know, speaking of allergies, I understand that August is a special month devoted to the itchy dog, right?
Yes, it is. So we, Zoetis has sponsored August, and this will be the fifth year of what we call Itchy Pet Awareness Month. And again, I've got all these things in my head that I want to share. So pearl number four, I think this is going to astound you. There are 7.8 million itchy dogs that have never, ever even been in to see their vet for itch.
Oh my gosh. Wait a minute. So 7.8 million itchy dogs.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
So
exactly. And so then you think about those owners who are out there, you know, looking for over the counter or home remedies that they've, you know, my neighbor does this. My mom does that. I read it on the internet. They're not working. And so, something else that I recently learned and I like to share, we do know though, that the numbers are improving because last year in 2022, there were over 9.5 million dogs, 9.5 million dogs did see their veterinarian for pruritus. And so what that equates to is a 40% increase in the number of itchy dogs that are going into the veterinary clinic over the last 5 years since we started Itchy Pet Awareness Month. Pretty cool.
That is really cool.
So they are getting the help. I mean, it just takes, you know, it's raising that awareness. It is a medical condition. It needs, you know, itch, pruritus, infections. They need to be seen by a veterinarian. And so I guess, you know, seeing those numbers, it's certainly a fun way to get pet parents and your staff excited and involved. We want you to get ready now for August.
So what are some fun ideas that you've heard clinics that have done to get ready for Itchy Pet Awareness Month?
So pearl number five that I want to share is that Zoetis has recently updated the website and it is dedicated to all things Itchy Pet Awareness Month. And your listeners can find it at itchypetawarenessmonth.com. Pretty easy.
Awesome.
Tons of tools in there that they can use to help get the word out. Everything from, you know, Facebook and Instagram posts that they can personally customize for their practice. There's videos that they can use in their practice. Just little tools, big tools that they can help just generate that excitement for their clients, get their word out that we're ready for your itchy dogs in August. Well, we're ready for itchy dogs anytime, aren't we, Adam?
Yeah, we are.
Yeah. So probably one of my favorite things in there is the itch tracker to help owners kind of keep track of their dog's itch levels over time so they can take those into their veterinarian and show how their dog's been doing over time.
Yeah, that's really helpful. And, you know, I know a lot of the practices, what I've seen what they're doing for Itchy Pet Awareness Month is they'll go live on social media too, like on Instagram Live or Facebook Live, and just kind of like have a discussion to teeing up a little bit about, you know, let me know, give me the number one, if you have an itchy dog, like, what does that look like to you? So what are some other fun ideas that you've heard clinics done to get ready for Itchy Pet Awareness Month?
I do love that idea, especially for veterinarians who have that really strong social media presence or those who are looking to break into it too. You know, some other fun things that I've heard practices doing, if I bring my itchy dog in to see you today, you know, you have like a jar that's filled up with flea combs and everybody who comes in with an itchy dog has to guess the number of flea combs in the jar. And whoever gets closest to the flea combs wins a prize.
Oh, that's a good idea. Like maybe they could do like a treat or a medicated bath, or like a free grooming if they offer it. Or, oh my gosh, wait a minute. This is just coming to me right now. A doggy spa day at the clinic. What?
I love it. It's perfect for pampering, right?
Yes.
Something that I really like when I'm out, you know, talking to veterinarians, I really encourage veterinarians to create those before and after pictures, maybe share them on the website or on a bulletin board and share them certainly with clients who are in that emotional frustration and that roller coaster so that they can see befores and afters.
Yeah, I just want to chime in. I can't stress to everybody that how strong the power of photos and before and afters are. I think encouraging pet owners to share their itchy dog's happy outcomes after treatment and posting this on your clinic social media will be very engaging, and it'll drive traffic to your hospital and to your website.
I love that. I love that. And, you know, I think too, what we're learning is that clients, you know, clients are drawn to practices when they feel like they have the same values as the practice. So maybe having, like you're mentioning social media, maybe having like a Facebook fundraiser towards, you know, a rescue dog, maybe a rescue dog or a rescue case that has derm problems. And so people can get behind that one special, that special patient to support them.
Yeah, I love those ideas. Sounds like a really, really fun way to get your practice ready for Itchy Pet Awareness Month in August. But we are all so busy now. We hear this all the time. We get lots of calls from owners wanting to help. So what about your phone fixes? Should our staff be trying to help owners who call with itchy dogs with advice?
No, for sure. The answer is absolutely no. That like derms like to give long answers, but that's an easy no. But of course I have to expand. And, you know, in the moment when your team is busy, you know, it might feel like, okay, like I'm just going to tell them to try this or try that. But if you have a worried pet parent on the line and you're just trying to give a phone fix, it's just not appropriate for these itchy dogs. And you know this, there are so many reasons why dogs can be itchy. They got to come in and see a veterinarian. And consider itch as a medical condition. It needs to be treated with urgency. So pearl number six is, if it's skin, get that dog in to see a veterinarian.
I'm stealing that one.
Yeah. And I think, you know, just having conversations, training your front desk staff, making sure that, you know, they feel comfortable and confident with having the veterinarian examine the dog, look for the causes of itch, fleas, secondary infection with yeast or a bacterial infection, allergies, or other causes that may be leading to the symptoms.
Okay, great. But what if an owner calls and their dog is itching and they want to try something over the counter first? Yes. So are antihistamines like Benadryl a good option?
I try to share this information every time I am speaking with a team of veterinarians. We know through evidence-based medicine that antihistamines are not helpful as a treatment for the acute flares of allergic or atopic dermatitis for most dogs. And that's because what we know now about allergic dermatitis is we know now that cytokines, not histamine, it's the cytokines that are those major itch mediators in the allergic itch of dogs. And this is, a pearl that I love to share. There is an International Committee on Allergic Diseases in Animals, and we call them ICADA for short. And I'm telling you, it's a group of veterinarians and veterinary dermatologists specifically, who are so well respected in the community and who do the research on allergic dermatitis. And what this team did, this group of veterinary dermatologists did, is they performed this really extensive evidence-based review of the data that's in the veterinary medical literature. And their conclusion was that antihistamines are of little to no benefit for treatment of acute flares of atopic dermatitis.
But, you know, we hear a lot of vets saying at least they are affordable and don't do any harm. So I'll just start with antihistamines in mild to moderate cases of allergic itch in dogs. What do you think about that?
So let me challenge. If, you know, people will say that they're cost effective, but if they don't work, it's still a waste of money. The pet parent is going to have to be back to see you again if they're not working. And the other thing that I hear is like, well, yeah, like I'm going to start with that because they're not going to be harmful. It's not going to hurt the dog. But I also they don't buy into this because if they don't work, then it is a harm to the dog because the itch gets worse. And then potentially the dog ends up with a secondary skin infection or an ear infection. And then again, we started out talking about the emotional roller coaster. The owner's disappointed again. They're disappointed with failed response. And so I think it, again, it just kind of continues to create that roller coaster of emotion. And again, if they come to see you and they don't go home with effective therapies, then, you know, what are they going to be thinking about that relationship with the veterinarian that they saw?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, really the true cost of antihistamines is quite high, it sounds like. So let's talk about effective targeted treatments for control of pruritus due to allergic dermatitis. So starting with Apoquel or Ocrelizumab tablet, we know it works great at relieving allergic pruritus in dogs, but what about the anti-inflammatory effect on the skin?
Yeah, thanks for asking. I'm certain that your listeners feel super comfortable with how well Apoquel works to control allergic pruritus. But pearl number eight, I love to share, Apoquel was specifically, I like to chew down on specifically designed to control both itch and inflammation due to allergic and atopic dermatitis in dogs. And that's just based on its mechanism of action. It's a selective Janus kinase inhibitor. And when it's administered, it inhibits the activities of cytokines. We talked about this just a few moments ago, activity of interleukin 31, which is the major itch inducing cytokine. But we also know it was designed to inhibit the activity of other pro-inflammatory cytokines, namely interleukins 2, 4, 6, and 13. And so effectively, Apoquel is able to inhibit allergic skin inflammation due to allergic dermatitis.
Really interesting data. So how does it hold up clinically?
Yeah, I mean, that's a fair question because really, it really matters what's happening out in the real world, right? In the clinical world. So just to share that there was a randomized blinded controlled clinical study in dogs with allergic dermatitis. And these dogs in the study, they received either Apoquel at label dose or prednisolone at a half to 1 milligram per kilogram. That prednisolone was given orally once a day for 6 days. And then it was given every other day through a 28-day study period. And the investigators in this study, they used what we call a dermatitis visual analog scale. So that's just basically a scale to measure and rate dermatitis. And it ranged anywhere from being a normal dog in regards to inflammation, to being a patient that has extremely severe dermatitis. And what they saw is that dogs receiving Apoquel and prednisolone, they actually had similar significant improvements in their dermatitis scores at day 6, which was the first recheck when these dogs came back in. And at the end of the study on day 28, there was no significant difference in the dermatitis scores between those two groups, nor was there a difference in the percent reduction in the dermatitis scores from the baseline. So that's, you know, it's probably a lot of speak. It's a lot of derm speak, but basically at the end of the day, we can say this study showed us that Apoquel reduced itch and skin inflammation due to allergic dermatitis, as well as steroids. And even in those dogs that started out with a more severe level of dermatitis. So I think it's really exciting information. And I love sharing the study because I think, again, some vets are just not aware that Apoquel can help relieve both that itch and the inflammation in the skin in their patients.
Yeah, it's awesome. All right. Well, let's talk about Cytopoint now. So it works so well at treating allergic pruritus in most dogs, but what about the dog who responds less than optimally after the first injection? Is it worth giving another injection to that dog?
Great question. And the answer is yes. Cytopoint is a highly effective treatment for atopic and allergic dermatitis. And in fact, we know that over 80% will respond within 72 hours of their injection. And that response is maintained in 69% of dogs at day 28 at the end of the month. So really in real life, there's going to be a minority of dogs who do not completely respond to their first Cytopoint injection. And that's what, you know, interestingly, we heard from general practitioners and dermatologists that even better results were seen after a second and even a third injection in many dogs. And at the time, Zoetis didn't have any data, but we wanted to see if this was, you know, if this was a true phenomena. And, you know, we were asking, could we get higher efficacy rates in these partial responders if we persevered with Cytopoint? So Zoetis sponsored a new study.
Oh, wow. All right. So tell me about that study. What were the results and how does that change the way we should treat dogs with Cytopoint?
Thanks for giving me the chance to share a little bit more. So, okay, this study was just, imagine 110 dogs with atopic dermatitis were given anywhere from 1 to 3 Cytopoint injections, just depending on their response to the injections. And so owners were at home and they were performing weekly itch scores, and they were also being examined by their veterinarian. They were seen once on days 30, 60, and 90 so that the veterinarian could evaluate the response to therapy at the end of the month. So at the end of the very first month, 65% of dogs were doing great, and they were deemed what we called a treatment success. But, you know, that leaves about 35% out there. What about those dogs? Wondering, could we get those dogs to respond to an additional injection? So those dogs, the 35%, they received a second injection, and then they were seen back at day 60. And you won't be surprised, I don't think, to find out that many of those dogs, they did respond to a second injection. So then of the total dogs, 110 dogs, after a second, some of them receiving a second injection, overall, we saw 85% of them had responded and considered a treatment success. So again, now we're at 85% at day 60, but what about that last 15%? Can we do any better if they receive a third injection? And the answer is yes. After that 15% of dogs received a third injection, and looking at our day 90 results, pearl number 9, overall 93% of dogs responded to Cytopoint and were considered a treatment success after 3 monthly injections.
That's really helpful information for us in practice, because we don't want to give up too soon on dogs given Cytopoint, right?
No, correct. That's a perfect way just to summarize that pearl number 9. We don't want to give up on dogs too soon after a first or second injection of Cytopoint. But I do want to be very clear here that the takeaway message is not that every dog has to have 3 monthly injections of Cytopoint. What is clear to us, though, is that for dogs that have a partial response, they are less than optimal responders, it is worth giving them a second and sometimes even a third injection of Cytopoint before we decide on the efficacy of this therapy. And by considering dogs receiving a second and or third injection, following this protocol with the partial responders, we're at least giving every dog a chance to respond.
Well, Dr. Liska, this went by so fast. This is fantastic. What are your final thoughts for our listeners? And do you have like a bonus pearl?
Oh, great question. Bonus pearl. All right. Since I love all things quality of life and caregiver burden, I'm going to share just a couple of data points here. So most people, I think, feel comfortable with caregiver burden. And one of my favorite definitions is the all-encompassing challenges that come along with caring for someone, and in this case, a pet, who has chronic disease. And we know through research that it is important for veterinarians to consider using simple and simplifying treatment protocols for their clients, because this is something that can help decrease that caregiver burden. And I think this is really interesting. We know through research that owners, when pet parents' caregiver burden is low, they are more likely to see their veterinarian as caring, compassionate, and trustworthy. And that's exactly what we want. We want clients out there seeing your listeners as more caring, compassionate, and trustworthy.
Oh, well said, my friend. Well said. But we talked a lot about so many great things today. And let's see if I can remember a couple of things. I know we highlighted the importance of getting it right the first time. That was a big one in terms of meeting and exceeding owner expectations. Any other final thoughts you wanted to share?
Yeah. If I had to wrap things up, I would say, I love that you led with getting it right the first time. I love the pearl. If it's skin, you've got to find a way to get the dog in to see a veterinarian. Definitely want to do a final thought surrounding Apoquel, and just that shout out that it was designed specifically for itch and inflammation. Final thought about Cytopoint, don't give up too soon. Some patients may need a second and or third injection to see that full response. And then finally, just one more plug, if you don't mind, for Itchy Pet Awareness Month, and your listeners going to itchypetawarenessmonth.com to see what we've got there for them to use.
There it is, Dr. Liska. You nailed it, my friend. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Oh, what a joy. I hope we get to do this again.
Absolutely. Anytime. Well, this podcast was sponsored by Zoetis, the makers of treatments, including Apoquel Ocalcitinib Tablet and Cytopoint. Important safety information for Apoquel. Do not use Apoquel in dogs less than 12 months of age or those with serious infections. Apoquel may increase the chances of developing serious infections and may cause existing parasitic skin infections or pre-existing cancers to get worse. Consider the risks and benefits of treatment in dogs with a history of recurrence of these conditions. New neoplastic conditions, benign and malignant, were observed in clinical studies and post-approval. Apoquel has not been tested in dogs receiving some medications, including some commonly used to treat skin conditions such as corticosteroids and cyclosporins. Do not use in breeding, pregnant, or lactating dogs. Most common side effects are vomiting and diarrhea. Apoquel has been used safely with many common medications, including parasiticides, antibiotics, and vaccines. For more information, please see the full prescribing information at apoquel.com/PI. Apoquel indications. Control of pruritus associated with allergic dermatitis and control of atopic dermatitis in dogs at least 12 months of age. Cytopoint indications. Cytopoint has been shown to be effective for the treatment of dogs against allergic dermatitis and atopic dermatitis. Zoetis is dedicated to changing the way we approach canine pruritus due to allergic dermatitis to benefit the pet, the owner, and the veterinary team. Visit apoquel.com and cytopoint.com for more information. Thank you so much for tuning in to our listeners. Don't forget to rate today's podcast. It always helps us out. And we'll see you next time right here on the Vet Blast Podcast. Take care, everybody. Thank you for listening to the Vet Blast Podcast with me, Dr. Adam Christman. Tune in next time. Remember, take care of your animals and always stay pawsome.